Good morning. Just a little background. Some of you don't know me, and my wonderful husband and our family. So we were part of Tom and Joel's Christian Fellowship for a very long time. And we have known Chris and Carol for a long time. We have done stuff together in the past. I have done stuff with Chris related to New Wine and 24/7 prayer. So we go back together. We have some history together. And I really, really respect and honor Chris and Carol. And I said this at Revive. I said, you only have to look at the kind of people that they have released from this church to recognize the kind of people that they are. And so about, I don't know, a while ago, God started speaking to us and talking to us about moving on, which was quite a big deal, having been part of the fellowship for so long. And so last year was a bit of a transition year for us, and we were in conversation with Chris and Carol and in conversation with our Stuart Mayho, and we kind of felt like for this season that we are to be planted here in this church. And so we're kind of just getting to know you. We obviously do know quite a number of people already in the church. We lived with the Tranters for a while. So they really got to know us. And we got to know them. But actually, Chris asked me to talk about prophecy, which is hearing God's voice and hearing him speak to us. And I just want to dive straight in because I don't know how long, I've got 20 minutes, is that right? So this is going to be a miracle to get over in 20 minutes about prophecy, but hey ho. I had a dream last night. I don't often get dreams. My husband does, but I don't. And I had a dream and I woke up at 5 this morning and thought, that was a God dream. And I had this dream and I was in a school and I was asked to be in charge of finding a lost padlock and set of keys. And they gave me some papers and I was going through these papers because apparently it was documented. And I was to look through these papers and find out where this padlock and set of keys may be. And with that, I woke up. And I just feel this morning, I just want us to pray because I feel this morning, okay, that the padlock represents the promises and the prophecies that have been spoken over your life, the things God has spoken to you over your life. And he wants to give you keys today to help you unlock those prophecies and those things that he's spoken over you, for yourself, for your family, for those children that aren't walking with the Lord at the moment, for your workplaces, for your community, for this church. God has a purpose for this church, and he has a purpose for you, and you're not here by default. You're here by design. So I know you've come to listen to me, but actually we're going to listen to Holy Spirit, because he is the great teacher, and he leads us into truth. So I just want us just to pray, and I want us to tune in to the radio waves of heaven and listen to what Holy Spirit wants to release to you today to give you keys to unlock those things that he's hidden in your heart, that God has hidden in your heart. So, Father, just close your eyes. If that helps you, close your eyes. If it doesn't, don't. But we are just going to tune in to Holy Spirit right now, and we're going to ask you, Holy Spirit, to reveal to us today truth about who you are. We are spiritual beings and his Holy Spirit lives in you and we have a living relationship with him. So we just say yes to whatever you want to speak to us today. And thank you for the keys that you're going to give to us. Amen. My goal today, I have two goals, is that you will leave here knowing that you hear his voice. Some of you already know that. So for those of you that have that already in your heart, that you will grow in confidence in knowing that you hear God speaking to you every day, that you will grow in courage. And my other goal is that you're going to leave here with a prophetic word. If you've never had a prophetic word spoken over your life, you're going to leave here today with one, because we're going to do an activation at the end. Now, don't get scared. I can feel some of you, your heart racing, and thinking, oh my God, I don't hear from you. So we're going to do a little activation at the end. So all of us will go out of here with an encouraging word from God that we can take away. You know, my passion, well, I've got a lot of passions, but one of my passions is that we as believers, that we as Christians, that we walk in the fullness of everything that God has for our lives. That we walk in all that he has for us. That we experience heaven as a reality in our lives. And I really believe that prophecy, hearing God's voice, is one of the ways that unlocks us to walk in a greater level of freedom. Okay? I just want to just briefly say, what is prophecy? And in the Bible, Chris will be able to say this. I don't know how to pronounce these words. But prophecy is broken down into two words. It means to go forth, and it means to speak. It's hearing God speak, and it's repeating what he says. It's someone who recognizes the heart of God in a situation and then expresses it to others. And Derek Prince, I don't know if you know Derek Prince, but he says, prophecy is a supernatural imparted ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and speak God's mind or counsel. It's really key, that supernatural element. It's a message that's inspired by God. It's divine revelation. It's not scientific interpretation. And it's supernatural. And you can break kind of prophecy down. So you have prophecy, which is often about something in the future. So many years ago, I was given a prophetic word that I would speak to many people. Now, if you knew me many years ago, I had an absolute fear of standing up in front of people, honestly. I had a real phobia, and when I was given that word, on a number of occasions, I thought, dear God, how is that ever going to happen? Because I am so afraid of standing up in front of people. And over the years, God has freed me from that, and now I am speaking in front of lots of people. So that was a prophetic word about something in my future, which at that moment, I thought, that is not going to happen. It can also be a word of knowledge. So a word of knowledge is information that is currently true, currently happening. So this week, you know, when I share, I like to just be authentic and real and just bring you into my life with Jesus, because I just seek to live life with Jesus, okay? And so Friday, I was in a hospital. Now, I am a nurse, but in this case, I wasn't in a hospital as a nurse capacity. I was in a hospital with something else. Anyway, and I was sitting in the foyer, and I was just talking to God, Holy Spirit, and saying, is there anyone you want me to just talk to here, or, you know, whatever, and I'm just waiting for something else. And I was drawn to this lady over the other side of the room. And, you know, that often happens. You know, you just get drawn to people, you just think, yeah. And anyway, and I thought, and then God just started to speak to me and say, there are some difficult things that she's going through at the moment, some difficult changes that are taking place in her life at the moment, and they are creating challenges for her. So I plucked up courage, and I went over to her, and I said, and this is often what I say, I'm a Christian, I'm learning to hear the voice of God, and I have this thought for you. And I told her what I thought. I said, does that make any sense? And she kind of looked at me like, oh gosh, you know. And then she said, actually, it does. She was in her late 20s, and she said, now mind you, I'm in a hospital that's 50 minutes from Tunbridge Wells. So she said, I'm living in the Isle of Sheppey, and I am about to have to move, she's with her husband, my family, from the Isle of Sheppey to Tunbridge Wells. And I'm like, whoa. I said, oh, actually, I live in Tunbridge Wells. And I said, oh, so did you grow up in Tunbridge Wells? She said, my family are from Tunbridge Wells. I said, oh, so which school did you go to? And so I went to St. Matthew's. I said, oh, really? So then I said to her, would you mind if I pray for you? I said, no one will know I'm praying for you. You keep your eyes open. I'll keep my eyes open, and we'll just talk to each other. She said, of course. So I started to pray for her, that God would help her in her transition process. So that is a word of knowledge about a present situation that somebody is going through. It can also be about a physical situation as well. So I was in, I can't remember, Tesco's, and I'm lady sitting at the checkout, and she's doing my shopping, and God says to me, she struggles with migraines. So I said to her, again, I'm a Christian, I'm learning to listen to God. Do you struggle with migraines? Yes, I do. I said, look, while you're scanning my shopping, I'll pray for you, okay? No one will know. And she was blown away that God was concerned about her and her migraines. So, can I have a glass of water? I could really do with some water. So what does it say in the Bible about prophecy? It says, as Chris has already said, I will pour out my spirit in the last days on all flesh, and my sons and daughters will prophesy. So it's not just a fad, and it's not just a trend. It's actually the dream of God being fulfilled on the earth, that his sons and daughters will prophesy. So what does it look like? It looks like the outpouring of his spirit on his children. Thank you so much. Sorry. So, it's rooted in the very heart of God because his spirit lives in us and we get to partner with him and bring heaven to earth. It also said, I'm only talking about prophecy and hearing God's voice in the New Testament, because I haven't got time to talk about the Old Testament. It also says in 2 Peter, they spoke from God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So it is inspired by Holy Spirit. It also says it's a gift. It says we are to eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. We are to earnestly desire it. We are to eagerly desire to hear God's voice. And you know, when someone gives you a gift, it's something that becomes quite precious to you. It's something that you value. It's something that actually it means something to you. And you know, often I've noticed that these gifts are not just for the person, but they are for the benefit of other people. It's a gift given by God to his people that we hear him speaking to us and we discharge what he is saying to us to encourage and edify and build up those people that are around us. So it is a gift and it's not performance based. We don't have to earn it, okay? You don't have to earn it. It's not something that you have to try and fill, that you have to get better to kind of hear from God. It's not dependent on how spiritual you are. It is dependent on you having a relationship with Jesus and Jesus living in you. So what does prophecy do? What does hearing God's voice do? And knowing that it is a spiritual interaction that takes place. So these are some of the things that I just noted down. It will change you into the person you were meant to be. Prophecy is not just a tool of blessing, but it's a tool of destiny, of calling you out, of calling you into the fullness of all that God has for you. It will release the treasure within you. It will call that gold that's in you out of you. And you know, when you receive a prophetic word, there will also be, always be a grace upon that word to fulfill it. There will always be a grace upon that word to fulfill what God has for you. You know, he wants you to do more than you can ever imagine. He wants you, you know, it says in the Bible, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived that which God has stored up for you to be released on the earth. He has an abundance for you and he wants to pull you into that. And hearing God's voice will release that in you. You know, all the time we are actually speaking out our own prophecies over ourselves because, you know, it says there is life and death in the power of the tongue. We have a... So we have to live out of what God's truth is saying to us. And you know, recently, I've been thinking, and God's gave me a word recently about our family. And it was, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And that is a promise. That is a word that I am taking and I am declaring over our family. So what else does prophecy do? It won't just encourage us, but it will change the world around us. You know, I really, really believe that Christians are a part of social transformation and reformation. I'm involved at the moment in working in a hospital over in Gravesend, and I go in as a hospital chaplain on a Friday, and I go into accident and emergency. And we have now been asked, this hospital is it's a pretty happening hospital, and there's a lot of social need there. And we have now been asked to come up with a document to help bring transformation and change the culture within the hospital. So I really believe that prophecy and hearing God's voice will release transformation within our society and those within your workplaces, within your schools, within your homes, within your families, as Chris said, within your companies, within your businesses. We can release the word of God into things and it will change things. When God speaks, things are created. God spoke and the world was created. When you bring a prophetic word, it should always reflect some of the characteristics of Holy Spirit. So one time I was in Phoenix and I felt I was having my bracelet repaired, and the Lord just spoke to me and said, would you just say to this lady that God loves her? And so I just said to her, do you know what? God really loves you. This is in Phoenix, jewelry department store. I wasn't expecting this. She just burst out crying and started sobbing. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, wasn't expecting this. And she said, you don't know what that means to me. Then God started to show me that she had walked away from Jesus and that she wasn't following him anymore. And she felt a real, real failure. And in that moment, in that delivery of that word that I spoke over her, she encountered Holy Spirit's love in her life. It will lead people to Jesus. That's what prophecy will do. A friend of mine was telling me the story the other day, and I just love it. She had her Tesco delivery guy come and deliver her shopping, and God said to her, he's got a problem with his back. That's another thing. God will speak to you about maybe physical things that are going on in people's lives. And so she said to him, do you have a problem with your back? And he said, yeah, I do. I've got really bad back pain. She said, well, would you mind if I pray for you? This is in our kitchen. So she prayed for him and off he goes. Anyway, later on that day, she gets a telephone call from Tesco depot. And she's thinking, oh, Jesus, what have I done? Anyway, the guy says, I obviously couldn't give your number to the gentleman, but he wanted me to contact you on his behalf. And he said, he would like you to come and visit the depot. So later on that day, she goes, I don't know whether that day or that day, she goes and visits the depot. And he has been completely healed of his back. And he's wondering, what was that all about? And he wants her to tell him, you know, why? And so she leads him to Jesus. And all his mates are like, because he couldn't do the things that he could now do. And so releasing a prophetic word over people will bring people to Jesus. God is interested in everybody's everyday lives. And it's just really exciting. So who can prophesy and who can hear God's voice? John Wimber says, everyone. Everyone gets to play. It's not just for the elite. It's not just for those who have this prophetic gift. You know, it used to be that the prophet came into town and the prophet left and no one prophesied and no one heard God's voice. So hearing the voice of God. It says, my sheep hear my voice in John 10, verse 27. So when people say to me, I just don't hear God's voice, then I'll say to them, well, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Because if you do, then you've certainly heard God speak to you. He never stops speaking. People say to me, oh, God just stopped speaking. I haven't heard him. He does not stop speaking. We have to tune ourselves in to hear him speaking. We have to cultivate that intimate relationship with him. I love the scripture in Proverbs 25. It says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. He may hide things from you, but he doesn't stop speaking to you. He wants you to search it out. He loves hunger within us. It attracts heaven. It also restores dignity. So knowing that you can hear God speaking to you will restore that dignity, will restore value within you, will restore worth, it will restore respect within you. Knowing that you have heard God for yourself. When you hear God say, I love you, you're more than enough, that will restore dignity to you. That is ultimate justice. Hearing his voice is rooted in our identity. We were designed to hear God's voice. It's part of our DNA. It's part of who we are. We have to learn to love ourselves so that we can love people. So love is the key to hearing God's voice. You have to be the best encourager of you. You're called to be you, and I'm me. Be the best you that you can be. If you noticed that in Corinthians, the gifts of the Spirit are sandwiched, aren't they, between Corinthians. So you've got Corinthians 12 and Corinthians 14, and Corinthians 13 is all about love. Love is a key. Loving yourself, knowing how lovable you are, knowing how much God loves you, knowing that he doesn't see you as a sinner, he sees you as a saint. Knowing that your messes don't define you. You're not living out of your past, but you're living out of who you are, who God created you to be in intimate relationship with himself. So intimacy is a key to knowing his voice. Being prophetic is not something that I do, but something that I am, because it flows out of a relationship with him. Flows out of a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father. So I just want to mention 7 tips to hearing God's voice. Recognize all the normal, everyday ways he speaks to you. Through your senses, through creation, through promptings. And it will all be very different. How God speaks to me will not be how he speaks to you. Number 2, anything getting in the way of hearing his voice. So is there fear, striving, false beliefs? 3, learn to be still on the inside and on the outside. 4, have faith in God. It says in John 11, did I not tell you, if you believe, you will hear the voice of God. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in God. It comes out of a relationship. Spending time reading the Bible, praying, worshiping. Number 6, hang around others who are prophesying. And number 7, practice. It sharpens. It will sharpen you. The more you do it, the more you step out, the more you prophesy over people, the more you will learn to hear God's voice. How do you deliver a word? Well, I would suggest you do it in humility. In love, not like thus said God, but I am wondering if God is saying, Don't exaggerate. Don't add anything. You know, I often, when I'm, you know, praying with people, I will often say to Holy Spirit, what are you saying here? I was praying for someone a while ago, and I saw a picture of a ruby ring. And I just said to her, does a ruby ring mean anything to you? She said, yes. And she reached over and she got out of her, it was at work, she reached over and got out of her cabinet, a little box, and in it had a ruby ring. And she said, you know, today is the day, anniversary of my husband's death. And I was just thinking about him, and he gave me that ruby ring all those years ago. Stepping out, it takes courage. I don't always get it right. I was in Marks and Spencer's a while ago, and I felt God say to me, that lady, she struggles with asthma. So I just said to her, you do struggle with asthma. And she looked at me absolutely blank. I said, no, I don't. You know, we don't always get it right. And especially when we're talking with people who aren't believers, aren't Christians, don't use freaking language. Don't use religious jargon. Just speak normally to them and just be really honest with them. And it's always best to stay away from marriages and babies and things like that. It's not always helpful to give words about that. I think sometimes we just really have to sometimes get over the fear of man. So when you get a prophetic word, which is what we're going to do now, what do you do with it? Our response is critical. You know, this is my folder. These are all my prophetic words that I have been given over the years. And this year I have decided to, last year and this year, I've decided to have a separate book that I write my prophetic words in. And I have a journal, but I also have another book which I'm writing the words in that I feel like God has given us, because we are in this, it's a different season for us. And I write them in this. And what do you do when God gives you a word? Do you bin it? Say, well, that's never going to happen. That's not really for me. Or do you take it and pray into it? And we test it, obviously. You know, God is responsible for his promises over our lives, but we are responsible for our potential. And each one of us has God-given potential in our lives. For our families, you know, my kids, we've got prophetic words that have been spoken over their lives. Pray into them. Pray over them. You know, for it's so easy for us to live by facts, isn't it? You know, you have a situation, maybe your business or maybe your family or maybe you're not well. It's so easy for us to live by facts. But it's so key that we get the word of God in for that situation. So just as I started this morning, when I said about the padlock and the keys, I just really believe that God wants to unlock today those promises and those prophecies that have been spoken over your life. He wants to unlock that blockage maybe in your mind that you can't hear from God, or that you don't feel worthy, or that you don't feel that you're able to. He wants to unblock that over your life today, that you will step into freedom, you will step into all that God has for you, into the purposes that he has created for your life, for your family, and for your workplace. I love being around Ed and living with him and hearing how he's influencing his whole world around him. And I'm not where he is, so I can't do what he's doing. And you know, let's not compare ourselves with each other, but let's just be the best me, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a teacher, whatever we are, we have an opportunity to influence the environment that we're in. And we are living in the most exciting days where God is pouring out his spirit on the earth. He is. Don't look at the BBC News because you won't find it in there, I can assure you. But plug in to what God is doing, because he is doing it. Encourage each other. Now, I just really would love us to just do this prophetic activation. And so there is absolute freedom for you not to do it, okay? I really don't want any pressure on anyone. But if you feel comfortable and able to, then I would love you to get with somebody that you don't know so well. And then I will give you further instructions if you are comfortable with that. But I really would like you to get with someone. Certainly not, don't get with your husband or your wife. But go, move around and find someone that you don't know so well.